Listening Library presents Watch Over Me by Nina LaCour, read for you by Georgina Marie. For Kristen. Had we been telling the truth? On the morning of my interview, I slept until 8, went downstairs to the kitchen, and poured myself the last of the coffee. I stood at the counter, watching out the window as I sipped, and then pushed up my sleeves and turned on the water to wash the breakfast dishes that Amy and Jonathan had left stacked in the sink. In just a few days, I would leave them. Amy had bought a crib and tucked it into the garage. A few days after that, she came home with a bag from a toy store. A stuffed bunny peeked over the side. She asked me how my English final went, and I told her that I wrote about the collapse of social mores in a couple of short stories, and she said it sounded great. And then she took the bag into their bedroom as though it were nothing. She was only being kind. I knew that. They hadn't asked me to stay. The sink was empty. I scrubbed it until it was perfectly white, and then I turned off the water. I tried to breathe. I tried not to want this so badly. My phone buzzed. "Are you ready?" Karen asked. She'd been my social worker for 4 years, and even though I could tell she was in traffic, probably dribbling coffee on her skirt.